Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to another edition of Ghosts and Demons. I'm your host, Michael Long, and I welcome you to another edition of Ghosts and Demons as we are set for a great two-hour show tonight with my favorite psychic medium, medium Michelle. She'll be joining us here in just a few minutes as we will go into readings. If you want to connect with past loved ones, you're welcome to call in. If this is your first time listening to my show, I wanted to welcome you to Ghosts and Demons. A little bit about my show. It's all my shows are all about the afterlife. Where do we go from here? What are the angels and God? What are their true messages to us? And we also, of course, look into the paranormal, ghosts, demons, and now in those areas. So if you looked on my shows, on my pages, all the archive shows, you can listen to all those for free. We've had on great guests on in the past. We've had on people like Daniel Brinkley, who I think most of you know. He experienced two near-death experiences, actually three near-death experiences. He's written three books about his experience. And his book was one of the reasons I started my journey like this. We also have had on Dr. John Lerma, who's a hospice doctor from San Antonio, Texas, and he has written two books about his patients' deathbed visions and the stories he has written about, and the shows we have done with him have been just extraordinary. The messages have been so detailed, so informative. So I would suggest those would be a couple of my shows. I would definitely suggest all of them. They're archived. They're all looking into the paranormal, into the afterlife. So you can look at those on there, and we also have our upcoming shows also listed on our top part of our Blog Talk page there. Tomorrow night we're having, she calls herself Mama Lisa. She is an expert into demonology. She's also a psychic, so she'd be glad also to do readings for you too. So that's tomorrow night, Monday night, 10 p.m. Hope you're able to tune in for that. Also on my Blog Talk page, you will notice there on the top, you can mark it as a favorite host. This way you'll get updates from my new shows being scheduled. Any changes in my shows, you'll get those also, because my shows can be on basically any night of the week. Generally, I run two or three shows a week, and the night it falls on is usually whatever works best for the guest. So if you click on the favorite button there, we almost always have a show on Monday night. But if you click on that, that'll give you updates so you don't miss any of the shows. Also, there's a friend link there. If you click on that, I'll be honored to be on your page as friend and have you on my page as friend. And the last thing, you'll see a little button there for the Twitter. If you click on that and follow my Twitter announcements, I go ahead and list announcements from upcoming shows. Also, after my shows, I give you my thoughts of how the show went. So I'd be honored if you would click on the Twitter there and follow the show. To the listeners out there, I want to let you know I'm trying to get the chat room open. It doesn't seem to want to be cooperating, but I will reboot the system here at my first break, and then hopefully that will bring it back online. But I want to let you know that I am aware of that and am trying to get that up. So okay, we'll get started here in just a second. Last Friday night, I had a special psychic, Billy, from Chicago, first time on my show. He is also archived, and he was real interesting. He brought a different energy to the show, and was pretty funny in spots, and the callers really liked what he had to say. So that was another great show we did. The shows that I have done with Media Michelle that we're going to bring on here in just a second now, as you can read on my detail, I do say she's as good as John Edwards. And what do I mean by that is my journey started with losing my parents at a very young age, as I saw my mom die in front of me when I was only 16. So after that, I wanted answers. I wanted to know, you know, truly what happened to my mom. Why did she have to go when us kids were not even out of school yet? I had a lot of questions, and the church wasn't really giving me many answers. So as years went on, I started looking into it on a different side than what church was saying. And I looked into the near-death experiences that people saw when they actually died and what did they see in heaven. And I was just fascinated to find what they saw and how it differed from the judgment that you generally hear in churches and so forth. And that started my quest. And And that probably started about 20 years ago. I've been looking into all of this. And then I started my own show because I wanted a show that mainly focused on the afterlife. Where do we go from here? And then I have psychics on, like Media Michelle, who I think is the best, so that loved ones can connect with their past loved ones that have passed, that a connection with them helps them in a moment of grief and distraught. I know when my parents died, if I had someone to talk to, like Media Michelle, it would have helped my grieving so much. And that's why I have the psychics on, and I will only put on psychics that I believe are factual, with their information, and honest, and working in the light. If I see that is not the case, then that would be the reason I wouldn't have them back on. So we can go into that in a little bit more detail, but let's bring on Media Michelle here. Michelle, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Great. Yes. Very good.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Hey, welcome.
Good. Thank you.
July 4th weekend.
Yes. Happy 4th to you.
Yeah. Sitting here in my studio office, and across from me, they're lighting off fireworks like crazy. So it's a nice night.
Yeah.
I have my lights real low, and it's nice to be doing the show with you and have fireworks going off and that'll bring the spirits in more. But.
Yeah, well, thanks for that wonderful introduction. I always get a little nervous when you talk so highly of me because then I feel, oh my gosh, I've live up to that.
Well,
just thank you. Thank you for all the kind things that you say about me. It's very flattering.
Well, you honestly deserve them, and I think my listeners know I'm totally honest with them. That's all I can be, is honest with them. And for me to say all that I have about you, I truly, truly believe it, because the readings you've done with me privately, with my parents, as I've said on my shows or my blog, that, you're the only psychic that brought up things that was so close that no one has brought up, even things I've, forgotten about, you brought up. Honestly, there's not too many people that, bring me to tears, but when I had the reading with you, it was kind of hard in places, but so glad to finally be able to feel like I connected with them.
Yeah, and that's why I do what I do, is because it helps so many people with their grieving process, and I find that the thing that they struggle with the most is the realization that, or they think that they'll never see their loved ones again, and that their loved ones are not involved in their lives, and that's not at all the case. Once they cross over, they're involved in our lives very, 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 very intimately. If you get that promotion at work, your loved ones are behind the scenes, or anything good and positive that's happening in your life, it didn't just happen. There's people or loved ones on the other side that watch out for you, and that they make things happen. Anytime you need inspiration and somehow, you get this wonderful thought in your head and you think that it's you that thought that wonderful thought, well, it wasn't. Sometimes it could be, but more than likely it was a loved one interjecting those thoughts into you to lift you up and to bring you up out of the pain that you're feeling. Does that make sense?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And that's kind of one of the reasons we do these shows, is to help people connect with their past loved ones and to help them. And also we do the show to prove to others who are skeptical, who don't know, where do we go from here? Do we go on from here? And it shows that, yes, we do go on from here.
Yeah, you better believe we go on from here. This is not it. This is just one tiny little fragment of the totality of your being. And we've also, I don't want to bring up reincarnation because that's really not the topic of the show, but that is what we do. We continuously come back over and over and over again. And so this life is just one small fragment of everything that you are and your whole purpose and your and the evolution of your soul.
Right, exactly. That brings a point up there. I wanted to make a comment here to the listeners out there and callers. If you're calling in and you have lost someone in, say, the past 12 months or less, those are the people I would like to get on the air to help them, because I know when I lost my parents, if I had someone like Medium Michelle on, I would definitely, it would help me so much. So if you're dealing with that, a loss of a loved one, less than a year or less, if you could email me, my email address is on the blog, but it's Mikes, M-I-K-E-S, 5565 at AOL.com. I just need to know the phone number you're calling in on so I can pull it up and then just give me just a little info on who recently passed. And we'll see how that goes tonight. As I mentioned, our next break, I'll try to get the chat room open. I'll have to reboot everything and see if it'll work that time. But
yeah, I noticed the chat room wasn't working tonight.
Yeah, sometimes Blog Talk is really hard to work with. But
yeah.
I know last Monday I did a show with Lionel Fanthorpe, and half the time we weren't even streaming. Thank God it came out in archive. But
I've had some nightmares too, my Blog Talk radio show.
Right. Yeah, Media Michelle is on Blog Talk also under Media Michelle. You can pull her there. I'll go over other info in a minute here. Michelle, why don't you give out, let the listeners know a little bit about you, you know,
sure.
How you all started in this and everything.
Okay. I've been doing readings for about 3 years now, so I'm definitely not one of those mediums that say, oh, I've been doing this for umpteen years. I can't say that, but I can tell you that once I realized I was a medium, I hit the ground running, because I was born with a feeling, a distraught feeling that I had no clue of why I was born or why I was here. And I had felt that way through my whole childhood and most of my adult life. Never could figure out what, and I felt like a duck out of water. I had no idea why I was born or why I was here. And I can honestly say that most of my life I've been unhappy and without a purpose, without meaning. And once I discovered that I had this ability, I figured out, it all hit me. My entire life made sense from then on. It finally hit me and I realized why I was here. So now that I have a sense of purpose and a reason for being here, I'm extremely excited and happy and very joyful about connecting loved ones with their family members, because Not only does the client get a huge blessing, but I do as well, because when I make these connections, my vibrations rise, and I'm vibrating much higher, and I'm at the state of that place we call heaven, where I can feel all the joy and the peace coming from the loved ones. And it also reminds me of my true home, which is your true home, which is all of our true homes, that place we call heaven, and I get a taste of that and a feeling of that, and a remembrance, and sometimes it's hard for me when I come down from that high after I've done a show like this. I do come down, and then, I look forward to the next time I get to connect, because I get the feeling of joy and peace. So it was a long process to realize that I could do, I never knew anything about mediumship. I never set out or thought wanting to become a medium. I had no desire. My interest lied in the healing arts, which I do also dabble in healing, and also I incorporate that into my readings, where I'll ask the caller or the client if they want me to scan their physical body to see if there are any health issues, and I can often pick up on your health issues, and our loved ones on the other side will give us some advice on how to cope or deal, or sometimes they'll even tell us where exactly that health issue came from, because usually they come from old wounds or traumas that haven't been healed. So anyways, I never wanted to be a medium. I just had no desire to do that. In fact, I thought mediums were weird. The only thing I knew about mediums were the stereotypical type would be you're madame, you're, you know, dressed in loose clothing and, you know, the old creepy ladies. That was my stereotype of a medium. So when I realized I was a medium, I was actually really angry and thought, well, I don't want to do that. So I rejected the gift until I learned how to appreciate it. And then I realized that I wasn't, you know, like the stereotype that we often see of the boardwalk psychics, you know, like call 1-800-PSYCHICS. I wanted nothing to do with that. And when I realized the depth of my gift, I learned how to cherish it. And now, at this point in my life, I can't imagine living without it, because it helps me on my daily life. It helps me in the smallest issues I have in my life. My daughter lost her other flip-flop the other day, and I just tuned in and I said, where's the flip-flop? Where is it? You know what I mean? Like a sandal. She lost her shoe. And I asked, where is her shoe? And in my mind's eye, I got an image of the shoe in one of the bedrooms underneath the couch in my office. And so, you know, my daughter's also a fourth generational medium. She loves and hates this gift. And I try to train her, and I tell her, look, Alyssa, I know where your shoe is because I was just shown where it's at. So I go into the office and I look under the couch, and sure enough, there it is, and I pick it up. And so she sees how wonderful this can be, and, you know, most people would be looking for hours where their shoe is. So that's where I started really learning how to appreciate and love what I have.
Right. It's funny you bring up the flip-flop, because now that you've said that, I know every time I lose my keys, which happens from time to time, my kids are going to be saying, call me to Michelle right now, Dad, come on. The fastest way you find him, instead of searching the house for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, and that's about the fifth time something like that's happened. I've lost my keys, too, and I'll ask, and I'll say where, because, you know, my loved ones are always around, and so I'll ask one of my loved ones, where are my keys? And they'll show me, and this was, you know, after an hour of searching, I finally, well, why didn't I just ask? And so I'm learning to use it more and to ask first instead of, you know, being frustrated for a while and then asking. So I also get a lot of help in the kitchen. My grandmother, when I'm in the kitchen cooking, she'll throw out ingredients to put in whatever it is I'm making. And one time she helped me make strawberry syrup. And I had never made it in my entire life, and somehow I just whipped it up and didn't realize that my grandmother was literally feeding me the recipe. So anytime I'm cooking, she's around, and she loves to tell stories. One time I was cooking fried chicken, and she tells me the stories through various images. She'll flash me images, and then sometimes I can even hear her voice. But she tells these stories like when I was a kid, we had to go out and kill the chicken and then pluck it and then chop it up and then throw it in the, you know what I mean? So this long story and then, you know what I mean? So my grandmother was a huge storyteller, and I always know when she's around because I, you know, get the story in my mind's eye.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Talking about, you know, the other psychics and so forth, I always have a feeling, especially after doing my show, and I kind of want to see how you feel about this, is I've noticed that after I've listened to a lot of shows myself on Blog Talk, I love this subject, as my listeners know, but I will hear on other psychic shows, a lot of the callers that call on my show, it's almost like they're doing the psychic circuit almost, where they're going from one to another, and I could understand, you know, wanting to connect and get information. I'm all for that, and that's why we do these shows. But I know once, years ago, I kind of did something like that. I went from one psychic to another, and then by the end of going through maybe 6 or 8 or 10 psychics, I was more confused than ever. And I feel like the same thing's happening to these people also, that they're going through so many different psychics that by the end of the day, they're no better off than they were, and they're you know, just as stressed, don't feel any comfort.
Right. That's very dangerous, especially if you're grieving, if you go to a bad psychic. And what I mean by bad is somebody who just makes up things or somebody who says something negative about your love, like a very common one would be, oh, they haven't gone to the light. Well, I have only one time have met a spirit, actually twice I've met a spirit who has not gone to the light, and it's very rare. So, or your loved one, you know, whatever they say something negative about the loved one, that could really hurt the person that's grieving. So, as far as what I know about mediums, not everybody, a lot of psychics will claim to be mediums, and it's kind of a more rare gift to be able to connect with loved ones who have passed on, and also spirit animals. That's more rare. And what I like to say is that not all psychics are mediums, but all mediums are psychics. That's generally the rule of thumb. And oftentimes psychics will say they're mediums, but they're really not at all.
Right.
And I would go further to say that mediums, you want to make sure that when you're looking for a medium, look for some traits or character, or look at their business. And if they have a waiting list between 6 months to a year, that's a good sign right there. Read over their testimonials. You may even want to get in contact with a couple of clients of the psychic or the medium, and just make sure, read over their bio, try to get a feel of the kind of person they are. Usually good mediums will have work that they've done. They've usually been on TV or radio, and you can listen. You should be able to just listen to some of their readings and how they work. And they should be able to bring forth evidential information, which is key.
Right. I was going to say that, you know, I think it's really key that they bring out some specific thing. When you listen to the psychic doing other readings for people, see if they bring out something specific for that person, not just a general comment like your mother
loves
you.
Like your mother loves you. Well, we all know our mothers love us, but that doesn't, don't discredit that, because some readings will have general information in it. If you're like one time, I have to be very careful with that, because I tend to block out the general information, but sometimes it's extremely important that I say what I see immediately. One time I was doing a reading, and I said, your mother just said she loved you. And the lady just started crying, uncontrollably crying her eyes out. And I said, I'm sorry, are you okay? And she says, I just told my mom I love her in my mind. I just thought those words to her as soon as you said that.
Yeah.
So even though that was a general thing to say, it was very key at that moment.
Right, exactly. Before we get to callers here, and then we're going to go to one caller and then take a break so I can hopefully get the chat room up for all of you out there. Now, when Michelle does readings, I think she does it the best way you can, where she doesn't want you to give out any information. She basically just wants to know your first name and where you're calling from, which I'll always ask when I pull up the call.
Right, and that doesn't mean I want you to be a robot either, you know, just saying yes or no. I want you, if I hit on something and you validate it, I mean, feel free to tell a little story of what that meant, or... You know, you don't need to say just yes or no. What I don't want to know is who you're trying to connect with, and any information about how they passed or anything at all. At the end of your reading, I'll allow questions, but usually your loved ones will be able to answer anything that's on your mind, because they know already, and so they'll tell me to tell you. Usually that's the case. But if we don't hit on something that, you know, you really had a question on, then you can ask that at the end of your reading. I usually like to spend about 5 to 8 minutes on each caller, sometimes longer. It depends. If you have a newly deceased one over there, I like to spend more time with you.
Right. And as far as validating what the psychic is saying, like, for example, if something is said to you and it doesn't like ring a bell to you. I know that's happened to me many times. But later on, it'll come to you. So write down what is being told to you, because later on
it will
come to you. And I'll give you all an example. One show not so long back, Meeting Michelle was on, and she did a reading for my son, and she came up with a lot of information. One thing I want to say first is she said that, you know, she knew that, brought up that the kids, my son had a birthday, and then she also brought up that she saw my son either driving or playing a video game, whereas race cars. And that's exactly the gift we gave to him. My son was that, and he was doing that for the last several days, just almost 24/7. And she actually pulled up the exact game he was playing.
And then there was something tied into that. They make jokes on the other side all the time. So they were joking about him because apparently he's going to be driving soon. And so they tied that into it, and they made a joke, and they said, take notes.
Yeah.
They said, take notes in the video game because they want you to learn from the video game how to drive. Remember that? Do you remember
right.
that, Mike?
Yeah, and then something I never even told you till now. I just remembered something. A couple weeks before you did that reading with Nick, I took him out for his first driving test.
And, so it was both. So they both applied, which is usually the case. Yeah, because I said you're driving and or you're playing a video game that has to do with driving, and both applied.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and even here I am, the host of the show, and I think I talked to so many psychics and know how it works, and even that didn't dawn on me until, you know, now, weeks later. So it happens. So please write it down if there's something that doesn't seem.
There's another, I want to tell another quick story. I did a reading last week, and everything flowed, and she knew everything that I was saying except for one thing, and I said, sharks in the water. I keep seeing a shark in the ocean, and it looks very scary, and I see sharks in the water. What does this mean to you? And she said, I don't know. And to someone who would be listening, they would think, oh, she got it wrong. Well, a week later, I got a call from the client, and she said, I know what sharks in the water meant. I said, what? She says, my whole life, I've always viewed police officers that look for people who speed. I've always called them sharks in the water. And I just got a ticket last week because I was driving, or actually she got out of the ticket. That she got pulled over by the cop, and that's what her mother in spirit was trying to tell her. Sharks in the water, watch out for them. So at the moment, you know, it didn't mean anything, but later, and it happens all the time. It's going to happen tonight where the caller's not going to know what I mean, and then later it'll come to them.
Right, exactly. I'd like to get to the callers here. One other quick note I want to say is normally my callers and listeners have been just great, very nice, very helpful, send me excellent emails. So this doesn't go to the majority of my listeners, but I know last week something came up where someone receiving a reading got very upset and basically was saying that they couldn't believe that they waited, you know, over an hour to get this reading and it's not accurate and can't, you know, believe this and this how bad it was and so forth, which it wasn't. But the point of is that please know that, like Meeting Michelle, she doesn't get paid a penny for appearing here. She's taken out her own private time from her family to be here. So no one's getting paid.
And that,
this as a service to help others. I'm sorry, what did you want to say?
Yeah, and that brings up a point. I'm already getting some impressions. I know I'm going to speak to a grandmother tonight. Might be the first caller that you pick up, Michael. Also, I get a cavity on the left side. Someone's bringing up a cavity, so I believe that's going to be coming up. But I wanted to say that brings up a very good point, and I want the listeners to know that I have no control over who comes through, none whatsoever. And this particular caller wanted to control how the session went, and she says, I only want to talk to my father. That's it. Well, as soon as I heard her voice, I said, Patty. I hear Patty, Patty, Patty. Somebody's coming through with the name Patty. And she says, I don't know a Patty. But then 2 minutes later, she said, oh, I have an Aunt Patty on the other side. Well, she didn't want to connect with Aunt Patty. she wanted only to talk to her father, and so she missed out on a huge blessing. What if Aunt Patty came through with some great information or something that was very important to her life? And so that's a good point, and that was a good idea to bring that up, Michael. I have no control over who comes through, and whoever comes through for you is how it's meant to go.
Right. One other point I wanted to bring up, and I was promised to go to the callers right after this. Also, listeners, the chat room is now open, so if you refresh your page, it will pop up there at the bottom of your page on Blog Talk. Also, a point I wanted to bring up briefly is that the way, you know, Michelle does her readings is, as I said earlier, doesn't want to know anything. She wants to bring up the spirits that come to her because that's how it works. You know, you can't dictate who comes down and speaks to you or who doesn't. It doesn't work that way. And my point of the being is, if you look at James Van Praagh and John Edwards, two of the greatest psychics right now out there, that's exactly how they do their readings. And they will tell you that they cannot, you know, like Michelle does, they can't bring down a specific person. They'll bring down who comes to them, and that's the best they can do is read them. So when you hear these other psychics and you say, I want to talk to my grandpa, they're like, oh, I got your grandpa right here, and they do it like every caller. I personally, my own personal opinion is you really have to wonder the, you know, accuracy and the honesty of that psychic, because it really doesn't work that way. And we're going to have on my show in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, Dr. Schwartz, who is a professor at the University of Arizona, and he tested John Edwards years ago before he became famous. And he'll bring that up, how the psychic reading works. It works for the spirits that come to you, and that's what you do the reading on. You can't demand a certain spirit, certain loved one to come down. So anyway, that made sense, but. Okay, let us go to our callers. I do have a call from area code 801-653. If you want to speak, if you could hit the 1 on your phone, because right now it looks like you just want to listen. If you just want to listen, that's fine too, but without you hitting the 1, I don't know, you have a question. So I'll get. So let's go then to area code 631. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Rose, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, welcome, Rose.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, Rose, how are you tonight?
Hi, Michelle, I'm wonderful, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Do you have a grandmother on the other side?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I feel like she's the first one coming through to you. She seems to be a little heavier set. She's very excited, and she brings up eating steak. Does that mean anything to you, eating steak?
I really wasn't too close to my grandmother's, so.
Okay. Did you eat steak recently? She's just bringing up cutting meat off of a plate. I don't know if this means anything to you.
I'll write it down, but I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, good. You were listening. Write it down.
I will.
Okay, and it doesn't matter if you weren't very close to her. She still loves you, and she's still, you know, watching over you. So that very rarely matters if they're close to you or not. Mm-hmm. I also see a grandfather coming through right now. He seems to be taller. A grandfather, I believe this is your dad's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, were you close to with him?
No.
Okay.
Nice that they're watching over me, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, they are, and I see hearts all over the place, which is a symbol of love.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also singing. For some reason, they're singing to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just saw a big dog run across me in my mind's eye, a dog. Did you have a dog over there?
Yeah, I did have a dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I also bring up heart pain, heart failure. Did one of them pass through that condition of cardiac arrest?
They really didn't live near me, so I don't really know.
So you're not quite sure. Okay. Okay, did you have a specific question?
I was hoping to connect with my husband.
Okay, right as you said that, I saw the mail coming through. Did he pass through heart failure?
Well,
I get the heart condition pretty, you know, I feel it very strongly in my own heart.
his heart got weak at the end, but
he what?
That wasn't the cause of his passing, but he had cancer. But he, you know,
okay.
At the end, his heart got weak.
His heart was weak at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was some issue there with his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he comes through to me, is with the heart pain, and that's actually where the heart. Remember, I saw hearts all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was actually coming from your husband.
Mm.
He says this happened a good number of years ago.
No.
I want to say, like, was this recent?
Like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe you're getting his father.
Was that, they could be talking to me at the same time, which happens quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
There is one over there that's saying a good number of years ago, and I want to say, like, 15 years ago, between 8 and 15 years ago. And then I also get some sensations in my throat that the grandfather passed, something wrong with his throat. Okay. Did you know, I'm sorry, I meant his dad, your husband's dad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Everything I just said was for your husband's dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your father-in-law. So did any of that make sense to you?
He had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and so your husband says he has the dog with him?
Mm-hmm.
Was this a golden retriever?
Oh, well, that's funny because that's not our dog probably, but his best friend just lost their golden retriever.
He just lost his golden retriever?
His friend, yeah, his friend who's still here.
Okay.
Just lost his golden retriever, and my husband loved that dog, so I would believe that he'd be taking care of that dog now.
Okay. Yeah, he says he's got the golden retriever. It's a beautiful, beautiful dog,
mm-hmm.
and it's very vibrant and happy and running around him. And he's really excited. He says, I have the dog. It's here. We're
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
He brings up, do you drink tea or a coffee? Or
he
drinks a hot,
coffee.
Huh?
Yeah, he loves coffee, my husband. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what he's bringing up.
Mm-hmm.
He brings up the steak again. So
well, he loves steak. I don't love steak.
Okay. That's why he's bringing, okay. So it's all making sense now. When your grandmother first came forward, almost felt like she was the one telling me about the steak.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously your husband's been with us from the very beginning because he loves steak, and so
mm-hmm.
he says he wishes he could just bite into a big piece of red meat. That's what he's saying. He misses that.
Yeah,
he misses that about being in the physical body.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
And I feel like he's singing to you. Did he hold you and rock you and sing to you in your ear?
Well, not often.
But he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't matter if he did it once or 50 times. If he never did it, then that wouldn't make sense. But because you're saying that he did it
mm-hmm.
sometimes, he's just bringing forth evidential information.
Yeah.
He says he wants you to find new love. Okay, because he's sort of pushing you out the door. Okay, and I feel like you've had some prospects, but you don't feel like it's been long enough.
Right, yeah.
Who's a smoker?
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he smoked.
Mm-hmm, he did, yeah.
Did he go to the office? Did he work in the office?
No. Mm-mm.
Why do I see somebody dressed in slacks and a tie? Is this somebody, a love prospect, that he's trying to acquaint you with? Does this make sense?
It doesn't ring a bell, no.
Okay. Well, watch out for this person, okay, because I feel like someone that you meet may fit this description, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
He's bringing up something kind of funny. I don't, maybe you can tell me what this means, but he's bringing up eating cereal and then slurping the milk out of the bowl. Why would he tell me that?
Well, I don't know. My mom kind of does that.
Does it get on your nerves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it gets on your nerves that your mom does that?
Yeah.
He's bringing up slurping, like literally picking the bowl up, and not many people eat like this.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't. Well, actually, I do. If I'm eating soup, I will. I can't believe I just done that over, you know, live air. But that's what he says. He says that it irritates you when your mom does that. And you tell her, Mom, stop. I think you tell her that. Mom, stop. That's pretty funny. He says to say hello to her, and he knows that there was tension sometimes between the two of them. Am I getting that right?
No, I don't know. I didn't think so.
Okay. He says sometimes there was, more so it was a good relationship. He says to say hello, I hear a Margaret.
To Margaret?
Or an M name?
My husband's saying that. That's his sister. His sister is Margaret.
Okay. Please say hello to her.
Okay.
He says give her a great big hug.
Oh.
Is there some problems in her marriage?
Yeah, it's not the best marriage.
There's some problems in the marriage, and he says that they may not, there may divorce maybe in their future, okay?
Mm.
Yeah, he's telling me that over and over and over.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm sorry to hear that, but.
I'm sorry to report that, I really am.
But
I'm only the reporter, and I just say what I see.
Yeah.
Is there a Frank?
Yeah, that's my dad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, did he know Frank?
Yeah, my dad has passed also. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So he's just, I'm here too. You got a whole crowd over there, and they all love you so much.
Aw, thank you.
There's an anniversary coming up.
My dad it just was an anniversary of his death. It just... on the 25th of June.
Okay, and you thought a lot about him on that day.
Oh, yeah, we had a whole big memorial.
That's what he's saying. Oh, you had a whole thing for him. Okay.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he wants you to know he was there. He was there for the whole thing. It looks like an intimate bunch. Was it a night thing? Was it something you did in the evening?
Well, we carried it through. We started in the daytime and...
It ended until the night, because I see some drinking wine or something.
I don't remember.
Is anybody drinking some wine? Because it kind of looks like it turned out to be like a really fun get-together.
Yeah, we had a nice time. Yeah, this
okay.
Was
so he was hanging out. Was this at somebody's house, too? Did it end up at someone's house?
Yeah, in the evening. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he brings up watching TV and laughter and getting together and just a real good time, and he wants everyone to know he was there.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's see here. Your husband smothers you with affection and kisses right now.
Oh, loving that.
He's very proud of you. He says, honey, you've made it. You're very strong. He says he's been with you the entire time, holding your hand through all the whole process, your grief, your rage, your anger, all of it, he's been with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he especially says something about vacuuming. He brings up vacuuming your carpet.
Well, I just, yeah, I've been doing a lot of things since he's not here. I had to put down new padding under the carpet.
You had to what?
I had to put new padding down. My mom stays with me now. And
okay, so that's why he brings up carpet.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay. And your mom's been a huge support for you because he says that you turn to her and you just say, Mom, I just miss him so much.
Mm-hmm.
And you hug her and she's very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
He wants you to know he's around when you have those moments.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Did something on TV remind you of him recently?
Everything reminds me of him. It's kind of hard to
pick one. Okay, he says something on TV reminded
him. Oh, I know,
him.
Probably. Yeah, it was.
And you turned and you started crying because something on TV reminded you of him.
I'm sure.
He brings up a bowl. Is this a special ashtray or some kind of a bowl that you have of his?
Oh, God, I have so many things of his. Can't think offhand.
This is a special bowl. It looks like a bowl.
A bowl or a bowl? A bowl?
A bowl, like glass, like a glass bowl or something, like an ashtray, or I'm not sure what this is, something special to you.
I don't know. I have have a lot of his things. I can't think right now.
Do you have any questions?
Well, I don't know. I just miss him so much. It's like hard to think of what to say, of what to ask.
I know. Something about a cat. Now he brings up a cat.
Mhm.
Do you have this cat now?
Well, we had two cats that just passed away.
Okay, that's why he brings up the cats. He says they're with him.
Yeah, I believe that.
He brought them over, and he did. You say something like, "God, everything dies." It sounds like he just made this comment like, "Everything dies."
Yeah, it's been one thing after another. We lost since he passed away. We lost three cats.
Uh huh. Did he have a traditional tombstone, or was he buried?
He was in the Navy, so he's in the
Okay, because you go there and you talk to him there.
Mhm.
But he says, you don't need to do that. Don't waste your time doing that. I'm here with you."
Yeah.
He says he sleeps in the same bed with you, and he massages your back energetically, and I think these are things that he did when he was living. And he had a nickname for you, two syllables, Pookie or something like that, two syllables. You know the nickname I'm talking about?
Well, he just really called me Ro.
What?
He just called me Ro. Yeah, just Ro, R-O.
Did he ever call you Ro-E?
Rosie, maybe Rosie.
Rosie. Okay, that's what I was hearing. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
sound like Pookie, but it has the two syllables.
Yeah.
Okay, Rosie. Yeah. Oh, any work on your teeth?
Yeah, I did go to the dentist and have some work on my teeth.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
If you can listen to the show at the very beginning, I told the callers that there would be someone coming through with dental issues.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
right.
a cavity or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that was for you.
Yeah, okay.
That was for you.
Mm-hmm.
He was already talking even before you showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have any questions, I think we'll go on to a break and then take some more callers. And Rose, thank you so much for calling. I'm really sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose, for calling.
You're welcome.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was great, Michelle. You really connected there. A lot
thank
of issues.
You. I feel so bad for her, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's a lot of loss.
Yeah. But, you know, with hearing from him like you did, that helps. And I think when we all see the big picture that they've, you know, just not lived us, they're just moving on, and we'll soon
mm-hmm.
be with them. And,
mm-hmm. It's so funny. What I thought was funny about that reading was I see a grandmother and then steak. And I thought the grandmother was telling you something about steak, and it turned out that her husband really loves steak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just saw, the first thing I saw was somebody cutting into red meat. So, and I know a steak does not taste as good there as it does here. I mean, it just couldn't, right?
Right, exactly.
So it was funny. You said, "God, I just would love one more bite of steak."
I've always wondered that, you know, when you leave this world and you go on, it's like the things, you probably would still miss certain things like that, and steak and other things you enjoyed on Earth, I guess. So.
Right. I could name probably about five things.
Yeah.
And I have my top three that I would probably miss.
And do you want to list them here or not?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll leave it at there, and we'll go to one break.
Well, okay. Get your mind out of it, gutter, Michael. I'm thinking of...
No.
Okay.
It's all good. It's all good. I was thinking... Oh, hang on a second. I just clipped you off here.
You flipped me off?
Okay. No, I hit that. I thought we were going to break. So you know how it is on the Blog Talk switchboard. You hit a click, and then you can't retry.
No, I was just kidding with you, though.
No,
you were probably right on with what you were thinking. I was just making a joke.
I was
saying,
chocolate,
you know,
TV show.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. And
I
know what I love is just how it feels to first step into a hot jacuzzi. Oh, my gosh, to die for.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, right. Maybe we should go on break now.
Okay, I'll be back with you here in just a minute, Michelle. Okay, listeners, right now our phone lines are full, so if you're calling in, you can't get through. That is why. So we'll try to go to the next caller right after this break here. Let me give you the info. If you want to contact Medium Michelle, you contact her on blogtalkradio.com/MediumMichelle or her website, mysticshift.com. Her email address is michellefletcher@cox.net. And you can also follow Michelle on Twitter at twitter.com/MediumMichelle. So if you want to set up a private reading with Michelle, the best way of contacting her would be her website or emailing her. So let us go to break here, and we'll be right back here with you callers. You're listening to Ghosts and Demons.
Another round, she serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Yeah, you ask, steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Maybe empty forever.
Welcome back, everybody, to Ghosts and Demons. I'm your host, Michael Long. That was a beautiful song there by Sarah McLachlan, one of my favorites. I had a stepfather that passed away not so long ago. Meant a lot to me. I put together a video of clips of videos that we had him, and I put that song in the background, and it made it really special. Okay, listeners, tonight our special guest is Media Michelle. She's taking your callers, and let's pull her back up here. Michelle, can you hear me? Looks like it's a little slow here on the Blog Talk. We'll get her pulled up here in just a second. Let's try it again here. The frustrations of Blog Talk. I hear that on a lot of shows. And let's try again.
Hello?
Okay, finally they pulled you up, so... I don't know what's the matter with that switchboard. Some days you got to click on about 3 or 4 times till it actually works. But
yeah, mine does that too.
Yeah, and then the listeners are like, "What is he doing wrong?"
I know, they're so quick to blame those.
I know what I'm doing. I promise you, I'm clicking on it. But I can understand being on the other side of that. Before we go to another caller, anything you want to add, Michelle, or anything?
No, I think I'm ready for the next caller.
Okay, let's go. We can pull this one up. It all works the same way. Let's go to area code 310.
Hello?
310, you're on the air. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Vince.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Doing very well tonight. As soon as I heard your voice, I got cancer all around. What is the cancer? Is someone passed away? Was this your mother that passed from cancer?
Right now my wife has got breast cancer. She was diagnosed over a year and a half ago, and now it spreads through lymph nodes.
Okay, so that's why I get cancer, and then they also bring up, did it spread in all of her lower back? Feels like it's all around now. I get lower back right away. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, they're telling me she's having severe back aches and back pain and that you're helping her back and forth to the restroom.
No.
Somebody's helping her.
No. She can do that on her own. That's not a problem. But she does have a lot of pain because she also suffers from lupus.
Okay. Well, I have to go with what I see, and I feel like it may go in that direction. And I know that's terrible news to hear that she may need help in the near future. Okay. Because they constantly show me helping and lower back pain and helping to walk around, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like somebody is massaging her feet. They bring up massaging the feet.
I was doing that to her earlier.
Okay. That's why they bring that up. And I want to know who on the other side is giving me this information. Are you African-American?
No, but her daughter is married to an African-American. She has four kids that are mixed.
Okay, because there's an African-American on the other side. And this is feels like a father figure or a grandfather to me. And he's the one that's concerned, and he's giving me this information.
Well, both my father and my grandfather died. One committed suicide, and the other one just died of natural causes.
Okay. So I feel like your concerns tonight are about your wife. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Your concern is that she's going to pass away. That's what they're telling me, because I keep hearing, I don't want you to leave me, don't leave me. And I think maybe you tell her that. Are you telling her that, or are you just thinking this yourself?
I always worry about her.
Okay. Okay, I feel like she's going to be with us for a good amount of time. And I don't think that this is her. I don't think that she's going to pass anytime soon, okay?
Okay.
They are giving me a time frame, and you do have a good number of years with her, okay?
All right.
You're being very strong and being very supportive.
Yeah, but last night I broke down crying because of a lot of other issues, too.
Okay. You got financial issues?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you get laid off or cut off from a job? Did you get your source of income cut off?
Oh, yeah, you could say that. I was wrongfully terminated, and
okay.
I'm going to, yeah.
Because that's what they're telling me, is your source of income was suddenly came to a halt.
Yeah.
And you were terminated, and the person who let you go is extremely angry at you.
Yeah.
Okay. And that sort of adds to everything. That was just kind of the topper. That would happen.
Right.
I want to talk about your income, and I'm asking your loved ones on the other side. Someone comes through with strong acid reflux. Who has this?
You know, I don't know. That might have been my grandfather, because he was really close to me after he died.
Okay. So he comes through. I feel like he's the one telling me this about your job. And he says, hang in there, stay strong. And what he says, give it 2 to 3 weeks. You're going to be, this is kind of the old school of looking for work. Usually people look on the internet, but he shows me newspaper, look in the newspaper.
I've been doing both.
Okay. You've been looking in the paper and the internet?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the job's going to come from the newspaper. Okay. And you're going to say, that's it. That's the one. And you're going to know and you're going to go for it. Okay. That's what your grandfather's telling me.
Okay.
Are you circling? He shows me circling the job prospect, circling in like a red Sharpie.
I was using like a highlighter to highlight jobs and everything.
Okay. Okay. He says, that's the one. That's the one. And you're going to know which one that is. Okay. Not to worry, he says, not to worry. Thank God that acid reflux is leaving. That was really uncomfortable. I'm very clairsentient. So I feel it very strongly. Anyways, do you have any other questions? I'm really sorry for all the trouble you're going through.
Yeah, I get a couple. I'm suing right now. I am suing my former employer for wrongful termination.
Okay.
And I, right now also, too, I'm looking for a lawyer to sue my union for me as well because I have proof that they misrepresented me as well as others.
Okay.
So I'm wondering
what I get as you're talking, what I get is that this should be sort of on the back burner and that your wife and finding new income should be the first thing on your mind right now.
Okay.
I also get left knee pain.
Left weeping?
No, left knee.
Oh, left knee pain. Yeah, oh my God. Well, it's not my left, it's my right, and I'm having a very difficult time with my knee pain. I can't even work
your,
out
your
right
knee?
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just heard Robitussin. I don't even know what that is.
You heard what?
Michael, I need your help. I just heard Robitussin. I don't even know what that is.
Robitussin?
What is that? Yeah.
It's like the stuff that you rub into your joints when they ache to help heal.
Okay, do you use that?
Not yet.
Okay, they're saying go to the drugstore and get it, and that should alleviate a lot of your pain.
Okay.
They bring up a birthday because I see balloons all around in the celebration. A birthday?
There's two. My wife's this week and mine is next month.
Okay. So they say happy birthday or happy early birthday. Your wife has many loved ones around her. Does she have a mother on the other side or a grandmother?
Probably a grandmother. She's got quite a few relatives on the other side.
Okay, she's got a grandmother that's strongly with her and is with her through the whole trauma and of going through all of this. Your wife is not going to pass soon. You have time with her.
Okay.
So cherish every moment that you do have with her, okay? And good luck with the job search, and I feel like you'll be fine there. And that I think you should move forward with the suing. But don't let it consume you and let that be sort of the back burner. Your wife needs you and you need to go and get the job before, or you know what I mean? Like, let your wife and your new income be the most important.
Okay. Just one more thing. Can you shed some light on my acting? Because that's what I really want to do.
Your acting?
Yeah.
You have some headshots that you're mailing out?
Yes. Matter of fact, I went online and I emailed a lot of headshots to some casting directors and agents and whatnot last week. And tomorrow I'm going for an audition for a vampire movie.
Okay. I feel like you need to get the steady income and be for there for your wife. That's what they're telling me. They're not really giving me anything on the acting. The only thing is they showed me headshots being mailed out, and I feel like you're going to get a series of no's before you get a yes.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
You do.
Okay, thanks for calling. Good night. That was a great call there, Michelle.
I was really sad about his wife. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, that's tough. me bring Michelle back on here. For some reason, it clicked you off. Okay, Michelle, you're back on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're back on.
Did you hear anything that I said? I was rambling.
Go ahead and repeat that. We didn't hear it.
Oh, I just thought I felt so bad for him, for his wife, for the condition.
Right.
Because I just feel, I saw her health steadily declining, not getting better. And to the point where she will need the help getting back and forth to the restroom, to her bed, and that she has severe back pain. So, anyways.
That must be, how is that to you when you have to deliver, you know, it must be hard on you. You have to deliver
better. It's very hard. I just don't like saying some of the things that I see. And sometimes I misinterpret the things that I see, and there's a perfect example of that. I went over to my friend's house, and I took she's my neighbor, and she has two little dogs like I do, and we get together and have playtime with our dogs. And I was over at her house, and she told me that the dog, her littlest Yorkie, is going to have to go in through surgery. And when I picked him up, I saw images of him passing away, the dog passing away. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, I'm thinking to myself, why? I don't want to see this. And then finally what I got was he's not going to pass away, but that his owner, that's her fear. That's her fear that the dog's going to pass away. So I looked at her and I said, are you afraid that he's not going to make it through surgery? And she started crying and said, yes, I'm so afraid. So, you know, sometimes I can misinterpret some of the things that I see, because at first it looked like the dog's going to pass away.
Right, right. That's interesting. Let us go to another caller. Let's go to, I keep hearing fireworks in my window over here. This is a different way.
Still?
Joe. Oh, yeah, they'll go to about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning around here. So, let us go to area code 405. Can you give us your first name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hello, this is Holly from Oklahoma.
Hi, Holly from Oklahoma. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. I get a Jim with you. He's Jim.
Well, I have an uncle, Jim, but he's alive.
Okay, is there somebody on the other side for him?
He has
his mother?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His mother. Okay, so his mother called out to him and let Jim know that his mother came through and said hello.
Okay.
Okay, are you African American?
No.
Okay, why do I keep getting that tonight? I get somebody on the other side for you who is African American. Do you know someone who's passed?
No.
Okay. And who am I speaking to?
Holly.
Oh, Holly. Okay. 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 So there's someone on the other side is bringing up flying a kite in a clear pasture, or this either is symbolic for you, or you literally did fly a kite recently or sometime in your childhood, and there's some loved ones that are bringing this up. Do you know what this means?
We flew kites when we were little with my brother.
Okay. So I feel like this is a grandfather saying this to you, that he's been with you, and a grandmother as well on the other side, and they're bringing up flying kites. But that's also a beautiful symbolic thing. You know, that the sky, to me, what I get with you is the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit.
Okay.
So pretty much you can accomplish and do anything and everything that you want to do. So they bring up flying kites with a very beautiful symbolic message for you.
Uh-huh.
Kyle or Kylie, do you know anyone by those names? I'm getting a K sound.
I have a cousin who's named Kylie.
Kylie, okay. Is there somebody on the other side that would be wanting to say hello to your cousin Kylie?
Her great grandma just passed.
Okay. Yeah, I do see a very elder woman over here. She says, give her a hug and a kiss, or say hello. And for some reason, they show me images of you. Kind of strange. You're going to have to help me make this out. You're on the couch, and did something fall behind the couch, and you had to go look for it or something, and you couldn't reach it or couldn't get it, or fell behind the couch?
I think my phone fell behind the couch, and I had to get it.
So I don't know why they'd be showing me that. I just think that you have loved ones that are with you, and they're kind of laughing. They just think it's kind of funny. You have to move the couch over, and then it was like it seemed very difficult to get it from behind the couch.
I got something to reach it, a broom.
Okay, that's very cute. Very cute. Okay, I see you dressed up very beautifully. I don't know if this is a dance you went to. I don't know what this is that you went to, but I see you as being dressed up very beautifully. What is this? What incident is this?
It could be graduation last
okay.
year.
Okay. So these are your grandparents talking to you and saying that they were with you.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel somebody passed from cancer with you. Who is it that passed from cancer?
I don't know anyone.
Okay. Was it the great grandmother? Do you know she passed to cancer? I just saw cancer suddenly.
I don't think she had cancer. I think she had heart problems.
Okay. Okay. And so what they're telling me too is you're very conscientious with your work, your schoolwork. I feel like you're good at writing, and that you take your time with your homework, and you're very detail oriented. Okay. And
okay.
Your basketball will take you far, is what they're saying, that you're an excellent basketball player that will take you far. Did you recently score?
I had a basketball tournament last weekend.
Okay. Did you score?
Yes.
Okay, that's what they're saying. They're cheering you on. They're cheering you on because you scored. I think I feel like a number of different times.
Yeah.
I think also, Holly, you're very hard on yourself. You're somewhat of a perfectionist. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Do you have any messages from my grandpa, Salisbury?
Your grandpa? I feel yeah. like this was your grandfather mainly doing all this talking about the cell phone and basketball. He brings up a beautiful card that you gave him. Do you remember the card?
No, he died when I was around 3, so I don't remember if I did.
What's up with this card? There's a beautiful card. It's pink. I can see the colors of the card. If you don't know, you might have written scribbles in it or something, and it was given to him, and it was from you. So you might want to ask your parents about that.
Okay.
Okay. He says that in the Olympics, when you watch the Olympics on TV, that you enjoy the fast ice skating. The fast, like, very athletic ice skating that I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I like watching that.
Okay. And he says sometimes you wish that you think you would be good at doing something like that. And you would. You're right. You would be. Okay, says that oftentimes you think about your future and marriage and what who it's going to be. Who's going to be the one that you marry? Do you think about stuff like that?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, do you have any other questions?
No.
They're saying keep up the writing. Are you a good writer?
I've written some short stories.
Okay, good. Keep that up. I think that's very positive for you. Keep doing that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take care. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Holly. All right.
Bye.
Great reading there, what you did with Holly.
I thought that was so cute about the cell phone. And, you know, when I was reading your son, Nick, they brought up cell phone too. It's like, what is going on with the cell phone? They brought up because it fell in the toilet, and that came through. And so now with Holly, her cell phone somehow fell behind the couch, and she couldn't get to it.
Right. Listeners, what Michelle is referring to, Holly is my daughter. I have one son, one daughter, and Nick and Holly are actually twins. And so I didn't want to say anything in the call to affect it at all or whatever, so I let Holly call in. But
it took me a minute to figure out who she was, and
you could
hear me say, what's her name again?
Right. But it's to validate a few things you said was, first, you said Jim, which is my brother's name. And I know all the talks we've had, I've never mentioned Jim to you. And then also my grandma, which was their great-grandma, passed away 8 months ago, and she's very close to everyone. But Kylie, the name you came up with, just floored me when you came up with that name, because that was one of the great grandchildren she was very, very close to, and thought the world of. She thought the world of all of her grandchildren, of course. But she spent her last years probably more time with Kylie than anyone else, really. So.
Yeah, and where did the cancer come from? I don't think Holly validated that.
Yeah, I had an aunt and uncle that died with cancer, but that was before they were born, but that would be a connection to the family, of course. So.
Absolutely. They're still around, and they're still watching.
Exactly. They were really close to us, and when we lost, my parents, then they stepped in, and they were even, almost like a father figure to me for a while until he passed away, my uncle. So.
Yeah. Well, and then I brought up the ice skating. I wasn't insinuating figure skating. I was talking about the other skating. Do you know what I'm talking about? The fast racing skating?
They race. I remember that.
Yeah.
The Olympics were on. I watched it with Holly, and she likes both the skating and you brought up the basketball, which she's, really, really pretty good at, and she loves it.
Yeah, she's very good. That's going to take her far, I believe. And the kite flying, that was really great because that, to me, symbolizes the sky's the limit. She has a great future, a beautiful future.
Right, exactly. Sounds very good. So let us take another short break here, and we'll come back to wrap up the show with the other callers here. Okay. Listeners, let me give you the information. If you want to contact me to Michelle, her email address is michellefletcher@cox.net. Her website is mysticshift.com. You can also find her at Blog Talk Radio here under Medium Michelle. And Twitter, it's just twitter.com/MediumMichelle. You can find her all those sites. And if you want to set up a private reading with her, I would highly, highly recommend it. Best way of doing that is her website or email. And if you're looking at my Blog Talk page there on the very top, if you would click the favorite host, I'd appreciate it. You'll get all the updates of my upcoming shows coming up. If there's any changes to the date or time, you'll get that. And so I'd appreciate that. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I give updates on upcoming shows and give feedback for my current shows. So I would appreciate that also. We're going to have our next show is tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Central Time. We're going to have a expert about the demonic work that she does, helping people out. And she also is a psychic, and she will be taking readings also. So I hope you turn in to that. So let's take a quick little break. Go speak.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, and the baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
That you'll never see me cry. And everything, it will surely change, even if I tell you I won't go away today. Will you think that you're all alone with no one there to hold your hand? Touch and go. I wish I could make it go. You'll never see me cry.
Welcome back, everybody, to Ghosts and Demons. I'm Michael Long. Love that last song. It's called Permanent by David Cook. In case you wondered, I get a lot of questions about that. He wrote that song about his brother who passed away recently of cancer. He was the American Idol winner last year. So, okay, with not much time to spare here, let's pull up Media Michelle here. If the Blog Talk will work again. Okay, Michelle, you're on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Okay.
That
great
song. Wow, that was enough to bring me to tears, that song.
Yeah, isn't it? It's so
just
special.
The power of his emotions.
Right. I remember this last American Idols, when it was the finale night, he was on there, a special guest, and he sang that song, and it was only like a couple weeks since his brother passed away, so he was really, of course, real emotional. Time. So, okay, let us go to area code 917. Can you give us your first name? Where are you calling from, please?
Alicia, I'm calling from New York.
Alicia?
Hi, Alicia from New York.
Hey, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry, Michael. I'm doing very well. Thanks for calling. I got a very disturbing image as soon as I heard your voice. I don't really know how to say this. Is there a problem? Is there a murder around you, or a kidnapping, or is there a fear of stalking, anything of that nature?
No. I had a dream a couple of weeks ago that somebody came in my house and raped me, and I've been a little nervous.
That's it.
Okay.
That's exactly. Oh my God. So
no,
I'm one relieved that you know what that information means. Two, I'm relieved that it was only a dream and not something that actually happened to someone that you loved.
No.
So I'm huge relief that it was only a dream, and that's what comes to me. Your loved ones on the other side are saying it was only a dream, okay? I feel like maybe something that you saw in the news scared you, and then that's why you dreamt that. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And we all have that, you know, women in general, I think, all have a little bit of fear of that happening to them. But I want you to know that you're safe, and that it was only a dream, and that nothing's going to happen to you, okay?
Okay.
So do you have someone in particular? Let me just check around and see exactly who's coming forward for you. There's a male figure. Is this your father?
No, my father's still alive.
Okay. Who's the male figure? He's rather young. That's why I felt like maybe he was a father figure to you.
No one who I know.
I'm asking for a name. I heard the name Dennis, and I feel like this is an acquaintance. You know somebody who knows someone who knows this person, and they'll use that. Do you know the name Dennis?
Yeah, I have a friend named Dennis.
Okay, there's somebody here for Dennis.
Okay.
And I feel like it is a father or a brother.
I'm not quite sure. I know his father's alive, and I know his brother is, so.
Okay. Just let him know that somebody came through for him.
Okay.
And they took that opportunity because it's important that he gets the message.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. No, is it a male?
It's a male, yeah.
Okay.
There's a male, but I also see a young female here for you.
How young?
She has a youthfulness to her, very bubbly, very happy. Does this ring a bell to you?
I don't know. The main person who I want to, like...
I'm
could
sorry?
My mom. It could be my mom, but because my mom died at 44.
Okay, I feel like this is your mom. Does she have a youthfulness about her?
Yeah, she looks very young. People used to always think she was like my sister.
Oh, my God, I have the same problem. Actually, it's not a problem. I love it. My daughter's 14, and everyone thinks, I'm her aunt, and I won't correct them. But, yeah, she's very youthful, and she's very bubbly and very happy to see you and connect with you. She brings up school. Are you in school or thinking of going to school?
I actually just finished getting my master's, and
okay.
When my mom was dying, she was saying, baby, you're going to get your master's, you're going to finish.
Okay,
so,
she passed from an illness, didn't she, cancer?
She died of cancer.
Yeah, that's what she's showing me. I feel cancer all around. So she's very, so you just graduated, you said?
Probably about a year ago, but maybe she's talking about, I'm going to a new school, I'm moving for a job that's out of school. That could be
okay.
It?
Okay, that is definitely it, yes. She's with you, she says she's keeping tabs on you. Now, she literally said that, so I feel like probably she was that kind. What?
That's what she says, like, I'm keeping tabs, that was her thing to say, I'm keeping tabs on you. My mom was a very strict mom.
Exactly, and she says she's still doing it. And I do feel like she said that often to you, I'm keeping tabs on you, or tightrope, or, you know, those sorts of things, where she wanted to keep you in line, only because
yeah.
she loved you.
Yeah, she was worried.
Okay. She brings up a drive, and it looks like a beautiful scenery. She brings up a drive out somewhere. Were you thinking about her recently as you were driving? She just brings up driving.
I think about her every time. Any time in the car and I'm driving, because I drive her car, I think about her a lot.
Okay. So she's saying, I'm here, I'm here. She says she drives with you. She gives me this major feeling of love, heat in my abdomen. It's just a beautiful glow. And I want to know if you can feel it too, because that's her way of letting her know that she's with you. It feels like a warm glow in my abdomen. And it, do you feel anything of the sort?
Yeah.
You feel the heat?
Yeah.
That's your mom. That's your mom's energy, her essence, letting you know she's here. I feel it very strongly in my stomach. She brings up neck pain on the left side.
For me?
Uh-huh.
Today I kind of woke up with like a creak in my neck.
That's it. That's
yeah,
it.
And I was rubbing it, and it was very painful.
Yeah, so that was that's your mom saying, I'm here, and that's her way of giving evidential information.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could sit here and rattle off anything, but if you don't believe you're talking to your mother, then it's not going to do any good. Do you know what I mean? So she's
yeah.
just bringing up some things so you know for sure it's her. Because I feel like you probably are on the borderline. Oh, I don't know if I believe this.
No, it's not even the borderline. It's just a little scared, I guess. Cause,
okay. She brings up chocolate cupcakes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I was eating chocolate cupcakes, like, literally, like, the whole week, and my mom used to make comments because I used to hide them in my car, and she was like, stop hiding the cupcakes in your car. And I've been shoving them in my mouth the whole entire week, and I was like, you know, if your mom was here, she would say, please stop shoving the cupcakes in your mouth because you're going to get diabetes. It's like, seriously.
Well, she is here. Well, she
oh
is here.
God.
She is here, and she knows all about your chocolate cupcakes.
Oh, my God. I've been shoving them. Like, I ate, like, 3 boxes of chocolate cupcakes this week.
That's so cute. That's so cute. She brings up a little girl. Who's the little girl?
I don't have any kids or anything.
I know this child isn't yours, but she brings up a little girl. Did you have any pregnancies that didn't make the earth?
No, I've never been pregnant.
Okay, who's the little girl?
The only little girls I'm thinking are, like, my best friend has little girls, and, like, my best friend has been, like, family to me since my mom passed away, because I don't really have a family other than my mom.
Oh, okay. And the little girls really make you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bring life to your life. They bring, I can feel the energy of joy when you're around these girls. That's why she brings up little girls or little girl, and you play with them. It's very cute, and your mom says it's very much in the same way that she was with you when you were a little girl, how you interact with these girls, okay?
Yeah. Okay. The chocolate cupcake thing scared them.
What?
Chocolate cupcake thing.
Very cute. She wants you to pay attention to the road more because you go off in a la-la land or a dreamland, and when you're driving, she's bringing up daydreaming on the road, and please be careful. Is there someone over there that passed due to a car accident? Do you know anyone over on the other side that passed due to a car accident?
No, not, no. Cause,
okay,
like,
I'm not saying you are. Don't take it that way. But there's someone over here that passed due to a car accident, and they keep showing me over and over that you can't validate it. Okay, well, just hold, put that in the back of your head.
Okay. I do go. I do drift off when I drive.
Okay, and she says, for some reason, you study yourself in the mirror. What are you looking at? What are you looking for when you're staring into the mirror, into your eyes?
I don't know, because it's just like...
You recall doing that?
Yeah, like I look in the mirror and it just doesn't seem like I'm looking at myself anymore.
Right. Right. You don't know who's staring back at you.
Yeah.
Okay. So she says, don't worry, you'll find yourself. You'll find yourself, and I'm asking about your career right now. She says that you take your work very seriously and you're very detail-oriented and you're very good at what it is you do. And are you a teacher?
I'm a school psychologist, which is a teacher that's not in the classroom.
Okay, because I saw children around you. I feel like eventually you're going to get the itch to go back to school.
Yeah.
I don't think Yeah, you're going to get your PhD.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been looking into it.
Okay, your mom is so proud of you. And she says she takes full credit. She did a really great job raising you. Okay.
I have a question.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
You know how, like, when someone's dying... And, like, I remember my mom died at 4:15 in the morning, and I was with her. And I was like, Mommy, it's okay for you to go. You can go with God. And she died literally that second. Did she know I said that?
And I didn't hear the last part. I'm so sorry.
Did she hear that I said that to her?
She, of course, yes. Yes. She heard everything, because when you're in the process of passing, you're already out of your body. And so she could hear with her spiritual ears everything that you said to her, and she felt the love and the warmth. Okay, and now she's giving me those images of that time, of that particular time where you said that to her. And because you said that to her, it gave her the freedom to leave. And that was really good of you to do that, and very loving. And that's actually what persuaded her to move on, okay? She was hanging on. She brings up a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Did you give her a stuffed animal at the hospital?
Somebody gave her a stuffed animal, and when she was dying, she thought it was the dog.
She thought it was a real dog?
She thought it was our dog. And
okay.
She kept on rubbing it, and she kept on going, Foxy, Foxy. And,
aww.
You know, when she went through the process, and, you know, like, it
uh-huh.
was like a little gray elephant, and I won't let the dog go anywhere near it because it looks like she wants to rip its nose off. So
aww.
I keep it, like, hidden from everything so it doesn't get messed
up. Really, it's really special to you.
Yeah.
I feel like your mom was a very classy lady, and she dressed very nicely and was very well put together.
She was.
Yeah. Did you guys share the same eye color?
Yeah, very, very dark eyes.
Yeah, because they always bring up eye color. If you have the same color, they will always bring that up for some reason. It's so important to them. It's very special. Okay, and I feel like are you not in a relationship?
No.
Okay, and I feel like sometimes you wonder, where is he? When is he coming?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just not on your plans right now. It doesn't seem too important to you. It's just you have so much going for yourself and you have so much you want to do. But he is coming, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
It's just not going to happen anytime soon. But I do feel like there's going to be someone at your new school that you're going to have your eye on. Okay, tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay.
And your mom says, yep, that's my girl. She goes for the good ones. I love your mom's personality.
She's sassy. That's what my grandma
said. She's very sassy, yep. And that's something she would have said, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She has her mama's taste. That's what she says. She just puts everything on her. Like, she did it all. You're so great because of your mom.
No, like, my mom was a single parent, and it was just me and her all the time, so...
That's so much like my mom and I. Well, you know what? She's going to be with you, and I know we're running out of time, but I want you to know that she's going to be with you forever, okay? She's not going anywhere. She's still your mom, and she says something about making pancakes. Keep making the pancakes.
Hi, Mom. I don't know how to make pancakes, and every Sunday morning my mom used to make pancakes.
Aww.
And, I miss that because, I don't have any...
Well, learn how to make them the way your mom did, and she'll help you. At the beginning of the show, I told the listeners, my grandmother helps me in the kitchen all the time. You don't have to be a medium to get the assistance and the help. She'll be there right there with you, helping you make those pancakes, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take care, and God bless.
Thank you.
Take care, Alicia.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Good night.
Good night.
Oh. Michael, I just heard Ken for her. I heard the name Ken for her. I don't know who Ken is. Maybe she can tell us in the chat room.
I don't know if she's still on the line or not.
That was very, very, very close to, very dear and close to my heart, this reading, because it reminds me so much of my daughter and I. And I can't imagine leaving my daughter and being on the other side and watching her grow and, you know, go through college and get married and have kids. And I want to be, you know what I mean? Like, I would much rather be here in the physical sharing that with her. And so that was very, I had to fight back tears on that call.
Yeah, yeah, so did I. It's real touching, you know, losing your last parent. You know, and going through that.
She'll be fine, though. She's very strong. I could feel her strength, and I think what she, too, needs to realize is that when she feels that love and the warmth in her abdomen, that's her mom saying, I'm here, I'm here.
Right.
But the most compelling was the pancakes at the end. She misses her mom's pancakes, and she doesn't know how to make them.
Yeah. Between that and the cupcakes...
Yeah.
And a couple other things. I mean, it was...
God bless her, poor little heart. I just... Anyway.
Well, that's kind of what I, you know, try to share with the listeners as I write up the show for you coming on is just how good you are. And, you know, the factual information you come up with, like today, like this last caller,
yeah.
Like the previous callers, but this last caller... So, you know, like I tell my listeners, I don't just make this stuff up. So,
thank you very much. I can't take credit. I'm just the reporter. I just report what I see in here.
It's a tremendous gift, but you've been able to use it effectively and to help others, and that's says a lot. So, I know there's a lot of people on hold. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of you. Medium Michelle is a regular guest on my show, so if you make sure you click on the favorite button, you'll see the next show coming up. Right now, the next show with Michelle is this upcoming Friday, but things can change, times can change. But I know she'll be back here soon with us. I feel it's going to be either Friday or Sunday. But anyway, if you would click on the favorite button there, you'll get the update if there's any time change. So please try back again. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of you. But I do always say to my listeners, if you want to get through, please call in very early. So Hopefully we can get to you. Go ahead.
Can I add something, Michael?
Sure.
I know that we won't get to this caller tonight, but there's somebody who is extremely in a lot of pain. They just recently lost somebody, and they're in mourning stages. They're in a lot of pain and suffering because I feel so much crying and sadness, and your loved one wants to tell you that they love you. I heard a bill with this, a bill associated with this, or William, and they want you to know that they're okay and they're on the other side and they're happy, and that to call again next week, or I think the next time I'm on July 10th, and we'll try to get you on. But just stop crying is what they're saying. There's so much crying. Okay, so that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. I think the chat room is trying to say that the Ken you were mentioning was her uncle.
The what?
The previous call we just spoke to said that Ken...
Oh, Ken? Ken was her uncle?
Yeah.
Okay. He says he loves you, and he's with your mom. Or there's somebody for Ken. I can't quite make that out. I just now I see a male figure standing next to her mom.
So many people with.
So is there anyone commenting on what I just said?
You know, a lot of in the chat room is.
This is a recent passing. Somebody is in a lot of pain, and I just wanted to let them know, their loved ones know. Your loved ones on the other side that pass knows.
So I'm wondering if it's her dad. It kind of goes, kind of hard to tell there in the chat room. A lot of people in there. I appreciate that. But we're going to have to wrap up this show here, Michelle. I appreciate you being on. And listeners, you can contact Michelle at her website, mysticshift.com. And email is michellefletcher@cox.net. And she's also on Blog Talk Radio under Media Michelle. Anything you want to add to that, Michelle?
I think it was a really great show tonight. Sometimes, you know, dealing with death, death touches all of us, and it can be very sad, and I'm only human. You know, sometimes, a lot of times I feel your emotions when I'm reading the client or the caller. I feel all of the emotions, but the last caller really got to me a little bit, and I just want to say, you know, cherish every moment you have with your loved ones, every moment, because you just never know. You don't know when it will be the last time that you see them in the physical.
Exactly, yeah. So, okay, I'm going to have to wrap here. Michelle, I really appreciate you being on. It was a great show.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael. God bless.
We'll see you next time, okay.
All righty.
God bless you. Bye. Okay, listeners, I want to thank you all for being here and listening and calling in and being in the chat room. I appreciate you all very much. I hope you tune in to my next show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Central Time, and we will have another great show. So until then, I want to wish you all a happy 4th of July weekend again, and hopefully all of you out there take care.